Ken Burns, it says his net worth is $1.5 million.
That's it?
Yeah.
The two children of privilege.
The two Chantilly kids.
Money to squeeze his turds.
A CNBC article says Steve Jobs once told Ken Burns he should ditch PBS because they weren't paying him enough.
Well, yeah.
$1.5 million?
That's it? Yeah. We sound so... We are those vacuous Northern Virginia people right now.
Can you imagine, though, the Civil War and the baseball documentary?
The jazz one.
Like, those are voluminous.
They must have taken him years.
And also,
the latest one that came out was, what, the Vietnam War one?
He did Country.
Country. That was country the latest music. One. That was excellent.
I watched more of that than I have maybe any since
Me
the Civil War.
Me and my
War.
Parents watched that, like, when it was on...
But people bought Cash. Like, so when people bought those, I guess the money...
Oh, we own it. We own the Civil War one on
VHS.
The money
just went straight to PBS?
Straight to PBS. It must have.
I bought a Laserdisc of the Country one. I love it.
The Country one is so good.
Maybe they should have a fundraiser for him.
It was signed.
Should we have a GoFundMe? Like, does he even have health insurance?
He actually has an OnlyFans page.
Right, exactly. Many vids.
What if he gets COVID? He's going to have to do a GoFundMe.
He should do one on
No, I just like the GoMe. For people that are just in need of cheering, Michael needs a GoMe.
GoMe!
Go, Michael! Do your impressions again. You're so talented.
I need a pussy starter.
Hey, Pilgrim.
Hey, Pilgrim.
Hey.
Hey, Pilgrim.
Just call me Hondo, y'all.
Give me an impression to do. You get to talk to the mic. Oh, you're eating.
So gives a shit. Talk to the mic.
I was like, what is he doing?
Bill Clinton. Thank you.
I did not have sexual.
I didn't have sex with her. That would have been gross. I only do it.
Do you know how slimy it gets down there?
I only do it with Hillary and her teethy vagina.
You sound like Charles Nelson Reilly doing like some raspy drag queen.
My thought exactly.
Give me someone else.
You want a male or female? Male or
female? Female.
Roseanne Barr. She was in Jurassic Park.
Yeah. Let's hear your baby from Dinosaurs.
I don't even remember what it sounds like. So like this.
Yeah. I'm the baby.
I'm the baby. Wah. Wah,
Father,
wah.
Did you destroy our world?
You're doing Jennifer Grey from Dirty Dancing.
What? No one puts baby in a corner. didn't say that
That's
one.
Patrick
that
Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
Wow, they really queened him up.
That was actually Patrick Swayze.
Nobody
Nobody
puts baby in a corner.
No one puts.
Come on, let's go dance.
No one puts baby in a corner. I'm still laughing that we were the two Nova kids surprised at how little money Ken Burns has. That's it. We are those vacuous Nova brats.
How does he even afford his second Lambo?
Yeah.
I saw a Lambo yesterday.
Did you?
I took a picture of it. I was going to send it to you guys.
Like an Italian family by the name of?
Yeah.
The Lamborghini family.
Frank Lambo.
I saw the Lambos.
You saw the Lambos?
I saw the Lambos.
I saw the Lambos.
I'm going to send it to you right now. You'll see what also
I'll tell you what, goddamn. Giuseppe Lamborghini.
Giuseppe Lambo was in my rest stop the other day. Hole saw, duct tape. The whole nine, his grinder, up and running.
Up and running.
Up and running.
So why, never mind.
No, say it, Eva.
No, I can't.
Say it.
No, it's bad. It's too bad.
Oh, say it, goddammit. Say it!
No, I was going to make a COVID joke.
Do it!
No, I don't want to.
Do it!
No, we're trying to get famous here.
Yeah.
And that joke would...
Infamy succeeds. Come on. You know who's famous? Lee Harvey Oswald. Now say it.
Yeah, he is.
Mark David Chapman.
And who's the one that shot Lincoln?
Courtney Love thinking Kurt Cobain.
Who's that?
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. He was an actor, right?
He was.
Was he?
He was amazing. He was huge in his, like, it was like Schwarzenegger in the 80s killing the president. Like,
was
he
it was really?
Famous as fuck.
Shut up. It was
I
not.
I shit you not. He was really famous. So it was fucking bizarre. It would be like if OJ murdered Clinton instead of his wife. He would just be like, what?
OJ. Yeah.
Why juice? What?
What juice? Was all that, did all that go down during Clinton?
Yeah.
The OJ?
OJ was like 93, 94. Clinton was 92 to 2000.
That's right. That's right. OJ. I remember watching all of that on TV.
Really?
Did you watch it? Like as a family?
No, it got boring as shit after like a couple days. And then it went on for months. It was such a... Oh, Michael's sexting, texting with a photo. Take the photo, goddammit, and then join us.
Sending it to Dawn.
Oh, Dawn.
I
rejoin the show any fucking time, sweetheart.
I'm not Dawn.
Oh.
I remember being surprised with the OJ verdict.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was, I remember we were, well, I was still at GBW.
That was my first exposure to black people hate us.
To black people what?
Hate us.
What? Wait, what'd we do?
Yeah. What?
Guys, what? We called it even Stevens in the 70s. What the heck? What? You even taught me a handshake, Jamal.
I remember being at GBW and the teachers, like, whispering about it. Like, they couldn't believe
eyeing
what was going
on. Eyeing the one black kid in the corner, like, is he going to riot?
I mean, they were
put the shackles on, preventative measure.
He was
by being silent, you're co-signing to all of this, Michael.
So,
well, I'm updating Comedy Nova's social media.
When
oh, sweet.
When he got acquitted, Michael, you're a lawyer. Acquitted, acquitted doesn't mean like guilty or not guilty, right? It just means
yeah, it means
like,
not guilty.
Oh,
yeah.
It does.
It means he wasn't found innocent.
Yeah, oh. it all depends.
It's not like we find you innocent. We just you're not guilty.
Not guilty. Yeah, acquitted sweet. Would mean that I think that he it never went to trial. There was no verdict. But
it
I
was,
think also
it was in
it
trial.
Was on trial for months.
I meant
or
if
years or something.
I meant if
decades.
Yeah, it's still going on.
It's still going on right now.
I have a heck of a like, sore throat. Y'all better.
I guess
this
it
analogy.
Is. It is not guilty, but I guess. It, I oh wait, I'm thinking of a dismissal.
Okay.
Oh.
You're a really good lawyer.
You're the best.
You're
the best lawyer
I know
Frederick
a few.
Ever produced.
You know a few. You yeah. know a few good tricks.
It is like I'll tell you this: law is so massive, I can't. It's overwhelming sometimes.
This was my.
Are you talking? Are you talking about? Your penis. It's so massive.
Oh, isn't that what we were talking about?
Tell me a little about what you
that was my penis.
That was your dick?
Yeah, it was the end of it.
Damn, that's big.
I thought I'd let it just lay on the floor a little bit.
No, like, then it's going to get dirty.
So?
Big dirty dong.
How do you wash
COVID
it?
Doesn't live on the floor.
Okay. How do you wash a dong that big?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Car wash is my preference.
I put it on a skateboard.
Right.
No, just, the skateboard would buckle. It would buckle under pressure.
I actually have someone put me up on a dolly, and then I lay it on the flatbed of a truck. And,
really?
And hold on to the truck as it goes through the car wash.
Lucky enough to get that job.
I have a dong service.
You do?
A dong washing service.
I'm happy you found them. He used to have to rent out the Chinese people that would dress up in a robe of the dragon. And they would just
right.
put his dong on their shoulders. Yeah.
They
that's
would use
they
it in a, they've
that's
used it in
do.
A parade or two.
That's how they dance. The one in the head.
Right.
You need to film Eva dancing.
That is actually.
Come on, film her!
All right.
So.
We're taking break tees for camera time. Let the ham have her lens.
This is the person in the head of the dragon.
She's now narrating the video in the middle of the podcast, not disrupting at all.
Okay.
I'm going to sign up.
It's fine.
It's
good.
It's fine. It's
so
good.
So happy. So fucking happy, everyone.
My throat's hurting.
My throat's so raw.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah. No bullshit.
It's dry in here, too. It is dry.
I've been getting sicker for days.
Shit.
No fever, though, so you all are
fine. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was...
Still my
I was...
usual 101.5.
You're just always...
just always have a low-grade
well,
fever.
You are Johnny Fever from WKRP.
Yeah.
Johnny Fever?
That's isn't that one that whose name?
His oh,
name?
We got to old man you now. You made a reference we didn't
I
catch.
Know.
All right, old man.
Who's Johnny Fever?
That's the character in WKRP.
What's that? Oh, the.
It's in Cincinnati. It's a radio
like, oh, the TV show. Yeah, I've never seen that show.
Yeah, Johnny Fever.
It was Johnny Fever. Was that your favorite show?
Well, I loved Lonnie Anderson as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought she was a hell of a butterface. The face kind of
really?
Weird. I don't know. The face was a little. Maybe
he
it was after
so
Bert
picky.
Rearranged it.
He's so
You know
picky.
What? This is why I can't do anything with dating in this area is because, like,
you
John,
hear
everyone has John standards.
Nines only!
Yeah, everyone has. It's...
Her face just looked kind of weird. I mean, she had dynamite tits, right?
Dynamite.
Dynamite. Yeah, you got dynamite tits, Ben.
Yeah,
what's
dynamite.
Wrong? You look dynamite.
I think she was awesome.
Okay, show me like a young Lonnie Anderson. I only remember
a baby
after she went 12 rounds with
like
Bert.
A 3-year-old Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, like sexy little baby tits out in the diaper Lonnie Anderson.
Lonnie Anderson as a baby.
I mean, fucking slamming body. I mean, just the face is a little. She's no Farrah. She's no Farrah.
Ooh. See, I would take her over Farrah.
Oh,
Lawson.
Farrah had the stack of dime nips,
you
man.
Guys, Farrah's dead.
Oh,
is Lonnie dead?
I remember that was actually a profound moment for me.
When she
when
died
Farrah
on
Fawcett
the same
died.
Day as Michael Jackson.
Oh, I forgot
and
that.
No one cared.
I just remember, like, she was
on
the...
Oh, you know what? I may agree with you here.
I did, like, a mournful jerking off to her Playboy photos after she died. I was like, one more time for you, my
I
love.
Wish that this hairstyle would come back.
What? Just
what
the
hairstyle?
Fucking
like,
bleach
like
blonde
the,
helmet?
Like the feathered kind of...
Oh.
Yeah, I like it. I would
you
do
watch
it.
Too many 80s camp movies.
No, I don't. I watch too much vintage porn.
Oh, okay.
Like grainy, just awful.
I like the old like
big old bush.
Give me an early 80s something out of Europe,
like Berlin, the pooping.
That's
his favorite moment.
If that
porno.
Starts to happen, I don't. I have to like somehow there has to be something where I'm like. I identify with the plausibility of it happening.
He needs to see with a foreskin rolled back.
No, like, I have to...
Oh, God!
What is he talking about?
Are you talking about putting a poop in foreskin?
Yeah, I mean, like
I'm just having my own pod in the corner over here.
Yeah,
uncircumcised man and taking a piece of shit and putting it underneath his foreskin.
I was talking about putting it in the butt, but improv. I like where you went with this, so we'll build on that.
Yes, and
I'm not going to negate you.
Yeah, I would. That would just totally take me out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I never saw. The two cups and a girl.
I watched that. There's a reaction video of me.
I've seen so many of the reaction videos, but I've never.
Hey, wasn't that shocking?
What was it?
It was awful.
It
was like two Latinas shitting, taking turns shitting
and
in
then
the cup
vomiting.
And eating the
they
and
eat it?
Ass.
And they vomit it. They vomit, too.
Yeah, we did that, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that wouldn't bother me as much.
They're both
and
pretty
they,
hot.
They into each other's mouths.
I just remember it looked like soft
like,
serve
just
coming
like
out.
When you think, like, You start
it's
to get
done.
The description. Yeah, they ratchet it up a notch.
Throwing up doesn't really bother me.
Ugh.
It doesn't.
What about the smell?
No.
Oh, God.
Really?
No.
Oh, God. Both of them get
man.
Me hard.
Get you hard?
Well, that was a poor choice of words.
Yeah.
I meant, like, get to me, like, hardcore, but also get me hard.
As much fun as I have with my own farts, I can't stand the smell of someone else's.
Yeah, repugnant.
Yeah, we had a baseball trip. We were on a road trip somewhere mm-hmm. in the South, and I think it was my coach, one of the assistant coaches, farted in the van, and they had to stop it. And I dry heaved on the side of the road.
Really?
Yeah.
So hard that his monocle almost fell out.
Yes, I played for the Monopoly game pieces.
So do we want to talk COVID at all?
Well, schools are closed for a month. Hannah Marshall, who you know, is off school.
Michael, what are you up to, man? I don't feel like you're present with me.
I am. Well,
he means you. He spends enough time with me.
I need Michael.
Yeah,
need
he doesn't really care about me being here.
I'm looking at Charlie's Angels, and there's this one I never really
one of the Charlie's Angels. That's the one that went to the academy, that went to my school, Kate Jackson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that her? I do like her. She just never really did much for me.
Yeah. Apparently she's...
Phone's down, goddammit! Phone's down! Phone's down!
He's got a havesie. He's got a...
Thank you. Thank you for rejoining us.
Yes.
Let's bring this bitch home.
Yes.
So COVID-19.
COVID-19, Michael.
Schools are closed.
How do you feel about COVID-19, Michael? You want to look it up on your phone some more, Michael? Yeah. Okay.
You're gonna tear your throat up.
Yeah. What was the question?
Which Charlie's Angel would you fuck hardest?
Oh, live or dead?
Either.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett.
Cool. Yeah, but you have to fuck her now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in the grave?
In the grave.
Yeah.
Or like the ashes in the urn?
We'd like to have your mother's body exhumed.
Yeah.
What? So he could fuck her.
He made a promise, and that's really
important.
Who
was she with forever? Ryan O'Neill. Right?
Yeah, Ryan O'Neill.
Yeah. Oh, Tatum O'Neill.
Ooh, Tatum could get it. Yeah. Tatum could get it.
Still?
No, I'm Paper Moon.
Oh my God. You are sick. I saw her in New York one time. She looked drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw...
So she really could get it.
Yeah, and apparently...
I saw Macaulay Culkin in line for the People's Improv Theater.
Oh, he wasn't even going to UCB? That's so sad.
He was going to a show.
He was going to see a show.
I once saw Prince Charles waiting for Magnet.
Waiting for who?
Magnet Theater.
Oh, I thought he said Magnum.
Yeah, he was waiting for Tom Selleck. Condoms?
Oh. Yeah. I thought Magnum Condoms.
Right.
I'd be like, damn, Charles.
Yeah.
Oh, indubitably.
Do you think if you were in the royal family, would you wear condoms?
I don't think they do.
I don't think they have to.
Yeah, I think any woman you knock up and you don't want her to have the kid, you have her murdered.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think... Like,
or sold to the Epstein sex island, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you see that Prince Andrew interview?
No.
It was
awful. What'd he say?
It was just like somebody, being grilled on some... Like, where he's just plainly guilty. And he just
of what,
being
like
involved
fucking
with
little kids,
Epstein,
yeah, just yeah, did not have a
piece of shit.
Yeah, didn't have a good answer for anything, and was either dismissive or just you could just tell fumbling over his answers.
This is Fergie's ex, right?
Yeah, maybe
Fergalicious.
Yeah,
whatever happened to her?
She so maybe 4 years ago dropped a video for a single by the name of, like, MILF Money. And it just featured, like, Kim Kardashian, Chrissy Teigen. Fuck, why did I even... Michael hears MILF and he's
money.
Already opening his...
MILF check. Yeah. Money check.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was... I mean, it's just a bunch of hot moms. And, yeah.
He's so happy.
Oh, God.
Hot mom.
And it went nowhere because she was yesterday's new... I don't know. She existed in the era where you actually sold CDs of shit, you know? Like, she didn't transcend.
She was, like, early 2000s.
And she also... Didn't she bomb the national anthem, too?
Oh, people hated her after that.
Oh, she spat and
she
grabbed
was,
her crotch.
Yeah. Like Roseanne did. Yeah. You ever see Roseanne?
She
did
she
national...
just missed on it, or what? She didn't
she was,
prepare?
It was just terrible.
Could she never sing?
Oh, I didn't know about this, actually.
Oh, Fergie. Like, she... Fergie and Roseanne Barr both... sang the national anthem. That was stupid. You so stupid.
Could she Fergie ever just, sing? Couldn't
I don't,
she?
I don't know. She. It was like she almost made a choice to like sing it.
Oh,
differently. Stop.
Was she trying to be Christina?
No one's Christina. Like, no one can hit those notes except maybe Mariah Carey in her prime.
But you know, like, how I always, when I worked in the psych ward, a lot of the teens that thought they could sing would, like, walk around
holding up their fingers.
I am beautiful. Yeah.
I think Christina did more to destroy pop music singing than anyone I can.
I have a friend that
sings.
She can and no one else can.
She's
and
got
that's
pipes.
The problem.
I have a friend that directs teens and auditions.
Castingcouch.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Backroom casting, my favorite.
Yeah. And they come in singing, and he's like, what are you
doing? Walk out crying.
But he's, she said that's a huge issue. Yeah, doing the whole, what is it called? Inflection or, you know.
Riffing.
Where you change, kind of like, yeah. What is that called?
Just like
jigging.
Jingy.
Riffing, right?
Getting jiggy with it?
Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
What is it called?
He's such a nice rapper. He never curses.
He is. He keeps it clean.
He does.
You know who also did that?
Can enjoy.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
He was
Bill Cosby.
He was clean.
There was nothing.
He was a clean comic.
Yeah. I love him. I really saddened by the dearth of Bill Cosby material lately, because he was just going and going.
Right now he's in prison. I wonder what he's doing.
Probably just hanging out.
I think so.
Eating apps.
You think people are asking him for advice or?
I think he's doing his old bits.
You think
to
so?
An audience of hundreds.
I think he's probably heavily medicated and asleep.
I think
that's just depressing and real, Michael.
Yeah, that's just not funny. I think he probably like keeps to himself and has like a few buddies that are like older.
Someone must
old
have attacked him, right?
Hell, no, he hasn't been.
Really?
Yeah, that would have been in the papers.
I thought you have to, though. It's called...
you have to take down the top dog to assert your dominance, yeah.
You have to... Shit, it was on a prison documentary I was watching.
I've been watching 60 Days In.
Is that where, like, someone goes in undercover?
Yeah, like a civilian goes in for 2 months. They pick 6 civilians. Never. I would never. These people are idiots.
Sorry, I looked at my phone for 5 seconds, and I lost where we were. So
I was talking about
60
Days In. Have
How much
do
you get paid
show?
For that?
I don't know. I don't
How much
know.
Would you do it for?
How much would I do it for? Mm-hmm. For 2 months in prison?
Plus the TV exposure.
There's a show where you go to prison?
It's called 60 Days In.
Why doesn't my brother watch this good stuff? He just watches, like, Locked Up.
I love that shit.
Oh, God.
Locked Up is good.
It's just Locked Up and Shark Tank in my fucking house.
Locked Up. They did it at Fairfax County.
What were you watching with your mom the other night?
Oh, my
video?
God. 90 Day Fiancé. 90
Day Fiancé.
I could not handle. I left a meeting so serene, so full of hope and, like, just a general positive outlook. I was like, yeah, I got this. I need to, like, start doing step work again. I really, like, I'm so focused. Like, school's going to be canceled because of this COVID stuff. I got this, blah, blah, blah. And then I get in the car, and I'm like, text between two very funny boys, Michael and Papa. Mm-hmm. And it's you taping your mother and Will and you watching. What did that guy, was he... What happened to his neck? He didn't have one?
There's a guy that I think by the name of Ed. I could be wrong. He's 4'11".
Oh my God.
A photographer from San Diego of Latin ancestry. So a caliente Latin lover, Eva.
That's his words.
No. I'm much like Michael needs to sing his praises. I'll sing Ed's praises.
Okay.
And... Michael is just looking me dead in the eye while he has the world's loudest water pump going in the background. Maybe. God damn. And now he's dumping it in the coffee machine. Oh, I didn't realize we had a fucking whole Rube Goldberg drink thing going here. What? This is fine. This is fine.
So
everything's fine.
What is wrong with this guy? Why is he 4'11"?
I don't know. He looks like if you took the Juggernaut out of his outfit. You ever seen the Juggernaut from Marvel? And
no.
It's just like this little flat helmet and then a squat body.
Yes.
But like the Juggernaut's supposed to be like 7'2". Like imagine
if
they had
the body.
Like an X-Men for kids. and there's like a Juggernaut Junior. And that's what,
like,
this guy,
like Groot,
looks
like. Like little Groot?
Yeah, like, yeah, little Groot. Like just a little baby. Like the Muppet babies, the X-Men babies. Like he would be little Juggernaut. Little Chug.
So little Chugs.
Yeah.
So I'm 90 Day Fiancé, yeah, is exactly what it sounds like. It's these men and women that are American.
Why don't you go on that since you fucking hate yourself when it comes to dating? Why don't you?
I mean, I saw the woman that he met. I'm sorry. I thought, like, since the mic can't pick up my voice if I'm off of it.
Oh, again, it's just a... Dude, it's funny if that picks up, but actually didn't. So it's weirder when there's silence. It'd be great if your stupid coffee machine is picking up. Go back and get your coffee.
Oh, I'm waiting for it.
They paid for it. You eat it.
I saw the woman that he met. I mean, I would totally do that. I am not ashamed to say that...
you would buy a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on price.
Yeah. I mean, I could get into that.
Buying a wife.
I mean, not like bye-bye.
That's what these people
No,
are.
I want bye-bye.
That's what they're essentially doing.
Is it a mail order bride?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could do that.
No, it's not so much. No, there,
it's
some of them
it's site.
Like that. But most of these people, yeah, now you meet via, you know, you chat via Skype and that kind of shit.
I get mad at the sugar babies on the dating apps only because I can't afford them.
I get mad because there's no reciprocity.
What do you mean?
Okay, if I give a prostitute a couple $100, I'm getting fucked. Yeah. These sugar babies have such hubris. Yes, I use the word hubris. That they think they're so goddamn special, they should just get money. I'm like, who raised you?
A bris is a circumcision.
It is, yeah.
What's a hubris?
Hubris is like...
It's a big bris.
Pride, right?
It's a big bris.
It's short for huge bris.
No. Hubris means pride.
No, I
you didn't know that.
Damning
pride. I did. Hubris...
That's how a black guy answers the phone. Hubris.
Hubris. hubris in Harmarsha.
What's this?
Harmarsha?
Hamarsha, Marsha.
I think it's a term that means...
You're thinking of harissa, the sauce.
One of our listeners, look it up and get back to me.
Is it like some Greek drama term I should know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it means the same thing as hubris.
You're a Cassandra.
Yeah.
Who's Cassandra?
It's like a thing in Greek.
She was the prophetess that was cursed to be able to see everything clearly,
say,
and no one believed her.
Yeah,
when
no
we
one
read
believed
the
anything.
Story of Pygmalion, I was in 10th grade, and I was like, holy shit, that's me.
What did Pygmalion do? Between the three of us.
Pygmalion is the same as they based My Fair Lady off of it. It was a play by George Bernard Shaw.
But it's putting a woman up on a pedestal that is just unachievable.
Was the subtitle Put the Pussy on the Ped?
Okay. That was the cliff note that I read from my book report.
Yeah.
That my teacher actually enjoyed.
Cool.
My rest of the classmates that did not.
Well,
in Frederick, Maryland.
Yeah. They're like, Michael, this is vulgar.
Michael, why'd you pick Pygmalion?
You think you're fancy or something?
That book is stupid.
That's so dumb.